I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how viewing everything as a zero-sum game essentially prevents any correction of past transgressions. By zero-sum game, I mean sort of the opposite of the German word Schadenfreude, which is a noun that refers to joy you might feel at another person's pain. Instead of feeling joy for another's pain, the zero-sum game posits that anything given to someone else is costing you part of your share. But of course, it is preposterous to measure, say, government funding on such an unreal belief. But it seems Lawyers for America First Legal, that is headed by Stephen Miller, the architect of President Donald Trump's racist crackdown on illegal immigrants, have managed to turn that base philosophy into a winning strategy in court. Casting itself as the long-awaited answer to the ACLU, AFL has weaponized a grievance politics embodied by Trump's Make America Great Again movement through dozens of federal lawsuits challenging efforts to remedy racial disparities, support LGBTQ students, and expand the pool of early voters. Claiming anti-white bigotry, the AFL successfully challenged about $4 billion in President Biden's massive pandemic stimulus package aimed at rectifying decades of discrimination by giving aid to minority farmers. AFL-backed suits helped doom a $29 billion program that prioritized struggling female and minority-owned restaurants last year. And last week, a council created by the Department of Education, the conservative parents' groups viewed as partisan. In an interview, Miller said the AFL is filling a void in the conservative legal movement by challenging what he termed a hyper-racialization of American political and corporate life. Programs seeking to remedy past injustices and boost historically disadvantaged groups are punishing people based on the color of their skin, he said. The group's success is alarming civil rights advocates who fear Miller has figured out how to harness the courts to protect America's declining white majority and unravel government policies intended to right historical wrongs against marginalized communities. David Inhofe, an attorney with Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, said, "To argue that white men are being pushed to the back of the line is unfounded and ridiculous. What they're being asked to do is share a place in the line with other people who don't look like them." But then, that is the premise of the zero-sum game. Anything you get comes out of my pile, no matter how much of my pile has been inflated by centuries of unfairness.